前两次的信息呢，我们分享了社会关系中最重要的关系，那是家庭成员之间的关系。
In the previous two messages, we have completed the most important interpersonal relationship, the family relationship.
那么也就是说，夫妻之间的关系和儿女与父母之间的关系。
So relationship between the spouses and the relationship between children and parents.
那么保罗呢，在这里呢，勉励所有的基督徒，那么为了顺服主，为了讨主的喜悦。
So Paul encouraged all Christians to be pleasing to the Lord.
那么做妻子的当在主里顺服和敬重她的丈夫。
So wives ought to respect and obey their husbands in the Lord.
那么做儿女的呢，当听从和孝敬他们的父母。
So children should be honoring their parents.
那么同样，做丈夫的当像基督爱教会一样来爱自己的妻子。
So similarly, the husband should love their wife just like Christ loves the church.
当像对待自己的身子一样来保养顾惜她。
So should take care of her just like take care of our own body.
尽其所能来满足她各方面的需要。
To do everything we can to satisfy their needs.
那么做父母的呢，特别是做父亲的，让我们说不要惹儿女的气。要以主的教训和警戒来养育他们。
So the fathers do not provoke your children to anger, but instruct him in the instruction of the Lord.
来帮助他们认识神和信靠神。
Teach them how to know the God and obey God.
那么在使徒时代，很多家庭他是拥有自己的家里面的奴隶的。
In the days of the apostles, many families have their slaves.
而且呢，一些奴隶呢受过很好的教育。
Those slaves has been well educated.
那么他们在家庭中呢，其实也肩负着很大的责任。
So they have great responsibilities in the homes.
主人呢，常常还会把他的这个主人，还常常把他们的孩子交给这些奴隶来这个教导还培训。
So the masters often let them teach their own children.
所以呢，这里保罗把主人和奴隶的关系也看作是一个家庭成员的一个关系。
So Paul looked at the relationship between the servants and the master as if they are all family members.
但是呢，并不像夫妻关系和儿女父母的关系那么的亲密。
But it's not as intimate.It's the relationship between husband, wives, and children and parents.
那么这些奴隶与他们主人的关系呢，还是一个服侍与被服侍的关系。
So the relationship between the servants and the master is to serve and be served.
那么在地位上呢，也是上司与下属的关系。
So their position-wise, they are and the leaders and the followers.
那么类似我们现在的雇员与雇主的关系。
It's like our employer and the employee.
那么通过今天的信息呢，使徒保罗嘱咐我们，那么不论是服侍人还是被人服侍，他让我们做基督徒的都当以诚实和爱心来相互的对待。
So in today's message, whether you are servants or you are masters, we ought to treat each other with honor and love.
那我想从三个方面来和大家分享。
I'm going to share with you from three different points.
那么第一就是仆人他当诚心的来听从主人。
So the first, the slaves should obey their masters sincerely.
仆人也当甘心的来服侍主人。
Slaves should serve their masters willingly.
而主人呢，当以慈爱的心来对待他的仆人。
And the masters should treat their slaves mercifully.
那我们先来看第一点，就是仆人当用诚心来听从他的主人。
So how does the slave obey their master sincerely?
那么在第五节，那这里他说，你们做仆人的要惧怕战惊，用诚实的心听从你们肉身的主人，好像听从基督一般。
Verse 5, bond servants, obey your earthly masters with fear and trembling.With a sincere heart as you would Christ.
所以这里虽然中文这儿就用的是仆人，其实它的本意呢，就是那些服侍主人的那些奴隶。
So from the Chinese translation, it means bond servants.
那么保罗让这些做奴隶的基督徒要恐惧战惊。
Paul teaches those servants should be filled with fear and trembling.
就是在服侍他们主人的时候要有这样的心态度。
This kind of attitude to serve their parents, masters.
所以这里呢，并不是说让他们活在对主人的恐惧里面。
This does not mean they should live in the fear of their masters.
并不是说让他们一想到主人，脑子里面就浮现出一个手拿皮鞭的恶主人的形象。
So it doesn't mean whenever they think about their masters, it's an evil face.
那么想象到他们一不高，主人一不高兴，就会拿这些皮鞭来抽打他们。
So if they do not, if the master is not happy, they will strike him.
所以他这里并不是这个意思。
That's not the meaning.
那么为了明白保罗在这里用这个恐惧战惊的意思，让我们看一下哥林多前书的二章三节。
So we should try to understand the meaning by going to 1 Corinthians chapter 2.
那么这里面也它里面有恐惧战惊，跟这里面的是一样的。
It has the same words here.
那么这里面哥林多前书二章三节说，我在你们那里又软弱又惧怕又战惊。
Paul says in chapter 2 verse 3 of 1 Corinthians, and I was with you in weakness and in fear and much trembling.
那么这是使徒保罗，我们知道是在哥林多教会传道时候的情形。
This is a situation that Apostle Paul was preaching in the church in Corinth.
那么是什么使使徒保罗恐惧战惊呢？
So what made him fear and trembling?
那么虽然那么不是因为他害怕哥林多前书，显然不是因为他害怕哥林多人。
It's not he is afraid of people of Corinth.
他也不是说害怕这些希律王或者是罗马的统治者。
It doesn't mean he'sAfraid of Herod or the Roman Empire.
那么他，保罗呢？他是主耶稣基督的使徒。
Paul was apostle of Lord Jesus.
所以他没有必要来害怕任何的人。
He has no need to fear of any man.
所以保罗所惧怕的是，恐怕自己误传了主交托他的福音。
So he is fearful of misspeak about the gospel.
他害怕人们误解了他传的福音。
He's also afraid of people misunderstand the gospel.
所以他知道自己作为福音的使者，他的责任非常重大。
So he knew that his responsibility as ambassador of a gospel is very heavy.
所以呢，他把传重振全备的福音看作是一件非常非常严肃的事情。
So he looked at the work of spreading the gospel is very serious.
所以他这件说，这里面说惧怕战惊，就是他听从主人的差遣传福音的态度。
That's his attitude, being in fear and trembling as how to do the work of his master.
那么他的主人就是耶稣基督。
So his master is Jesus.
那么这种负有责任的这个责任心的态度，那么是每一个基督徒我们尽一切本分该当有的。
So the sense of responsibility should be part of every Christian.
所以呢，保罗在这里让这些做奴仆的这个基督徒呢，对他们的主人要恐惧战惊，他的意思是让他们在对待主人时要小心谨慎。
So what Paul is saying here, the servants should be fear and trembling means they should be careful before their master.
让他们富有责任感，敬重他们的主人。
So they should respect their master with a sense of responsibility.
那么尽其所能，尽他们当尽的本分。
So they should do everything in their ability.
那么这里面的诚实的心乃是指做奴仆的基督徒呢，要这个忠实的完成主人交托给他们的工作。
So the sincere heart means the servants should complete what was given them to work on.
那么保罗这里也用了这个肉身的主人，他的意思是提醒这些做奴仆的基督徒，他们还有一位更大的主人。
So, about the Christians, they have a master of their life, but they also have another greater master.
那就是主耶稣基督。
That's the Lord Jesus Christ.
那么他们对基督如何忠实听从，那么对他们肉身的主人的吩咐也应当同样的忠实。
So how they are loyal to their Lord, they should be the same way to their master.
那么这才算是诚心的听从。
This is a sincere obey.
所以他们听从主人乃是出于对基督的顺服。
So they obey their master because they respect the Lord.
乃是为了讨基督的喜悦。
Is to please the Lord.
那么他要每个基督徒也要明白，我们在今生今世所做的事情是何等的重要。
So he also wants all the Christians to understand whatever we do in this life is important.
那我们最终都要在主的面前最后要交账。
So at the end, we all have to face our master.
那么就像哥林多后书五章十节告诉我们。因为我们众人必要在基督台前显露出来，叫个人按照本身所行的或善或恶受报。
So it said in the 2 Corinthians 5:10, For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each one may receive what is due for what he has done in the body, whether good or evil.
那么主人，那么是否真正，那么仆人是否真正听从他们的主人，最明显的是体现在他们如何在服事中对待他们的主人。
So whether the servants is really listen to their master is seen by how they serve them.
那么我们看第二点，就是仆人呢，他当甘心的来服事他的主人。
So the second point, slaves should serve.Their master willingly.
那么在这六到八节，我们先看六到七节。
Let's look at verses 6 and 7 first.
他说：“不要只在眼前侍奉，像是讨人喜欢的；要像基督的仆人，从心里忠行神的旨意，甘心侍奉，好像服侍主，不像服侍人。”
Verse 6, not by the way of eye service, as people pleasers.But as bondservants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart, rendering service with a good will as to the Lord and not to man.
那么保罗在写给哥罗西教会的信中呢，也有类似的吩咐。
Paul have same command for the church letter that he sent to the church in Colossae.
那么在哥罗西书的3:22-23，他这样写道：“他说你们做仆人的，要凡事听从你们肉身的主人，不要只在眼前侍奉，像是讨人喜欢的，总要从心诚实敬畏主。无论做什么，都要从心里去做，像是给主做的，不是给人做的。”
So in Colossians chapter 3:22-23, Paul wrote this.Bond servants, obey in everything those who are your earthly masters, not by way of eye service as people pleasers, but with sincerity of heart, fearing the Lord. Whatever you do, work heartily, as for the Lord and not for men.
那么这里说要从心里去忠行，从心里去做，他的意思就是从内心深处发出的，不是出于勉强的。
So what it means, you do it from your heart, not by any kind of restraint.
而甘心侍奉呢，是指做奴仆的基督徒已将服侍主人的工作，他完完全全是想过的。
So to serve willingly means that a servant must do everything the masters ask him.
他知道怎么样来侍奉才能让这个主人来满意。
He knows how to satisfy his servants by how he serves them.
他不是随心所欲、糊里糊涂地去完成主人交托他的工作。
He doesn't just carelessly complete what he was asked to do.
所以保罗嘱咐这些做奴仆的基督徒，当他们完成主人交托的工作时，不管主人是否在场，都要尽可能把主人交托的工作做到尽善尽美。
So Paul is teaching them to do the work, whether the master is present or not. They should complete the work carefully.
所以他之所以这样做，他不只是为了讨主人的高兴，更是出于对神的敬畏。
So to do so, not only to please the master, but also to show their fear of God.
所以即使主人不在场，但他知道神是无所不在、无所不知的。
Even the master is not there.But we know God is omnipotent.
所以什么也不能逃过主这个他的更大的主人的这个眼目。
So nothing is going to escape God.
那么保罗这里让我们明白，那么基督徒不但直接从事圣工才是侍奉主。
So here tells us, we serve our Lord is not only to do the work of the church.
我们也是可以借着我们所服侍的人来服侍主。
We can also serve our Lord by serving the people.
我们可以在自己的职业上，那么从这叫遵行神的旨意，顺服基督的心。
So we can show that we respect Jesus also in our work.
来忠心的完成我们的工作，这也是服侍主。
To carefully, loyally complete our work.That is serving the Lord.
能够使原本呢只是普通的职业，也能变成一个具有非常有意义的对主的侍奉。
So through our work, it can be also a meaningful ministry.
那么保罗呢，接着给出了做奴仆的基督徒应当诚心顺服肉身主人，并且呢要甘心服侍他们的原因是什么
？So, Paul continues to say why they should willingly serve.Their master.
那么这里第八节说，因为晓得个人所行的善事，不论是为奴的，是自主的，都必按所行的得主的赏赐。
In verse 8, knowing that whether good anyone does, this he will receive back from the Lord, whether he is a bond servant or is free.
那么这里面我们看到，那么我们有善事，那么我们。那么什么叫善事
？So what is a good？
那么善事呢，就是指基督徒为了讨神的喜悦，照着神的旨意所行的一切事，就是善事。
So good is everything that Christians do in order to please God.
那么在这段经文中，仆人如何在他的工作上忠心？
So in this passage, how can a servant be loyal in his work?
以服侍主的心来服侍他的主人。
So they should serve their master as they are serving the Lord.
那么并用诚实的心来听从他的主人。
So they should listen to their master with a sincere heart.
那么这是做仆人的做的最大的善事。
This is the servant's best work.
那么保罗这里告诉我们，不管基督徒是做奴仆的还是自由人。
So Paul says it doesn't matter whether the Christians are servants or free.
那么只要在他们的职位上为主的工作荣为主的工作为主来荣耀，荣耀他。
As long as they glorify the Lord in their work,
那么他们都会从主那里得到赏赐。
They will receive reward from the Lord.
那么虽然他们是向人做工
，even though they're working for man,
但是他们却要从主那里得赏赐。
But they'll receive rewards from the Lord.
那么也就是说，最终在神的眼里，基督徒不是按他在地上的身份或地位得赏赐。
So in another word, Christians do not receive their reward by what they do on the earth.
而是根据你工作的态度和行为得赏赐。
It's not by what you do, but by the attitude that you do it.
那么只要是为了荣耀神所做的一切事。都会得到神的赏赐。
So all things you do to glorify God will receive reward.
那么读了仆人的做仆人的基督徒应当诚实的听从主人，甘心的服侍主人。
So as a Christian servants, they should willingly listen to their master.
那么保罗谈了这些以后呢，翻过来他又告诉这些做主人的，你这些做主人的呢，也当要用相同的态度和行为来对待他们的仆人。
So then, Paul says, the masters should treat their servants mercifully.
那么这是第我们最后就是主人也当用慈爱的心来这个对待他们的仆人。
So that's the third point.
第九节他这儿说，你们做主人的待仆人也是一理，不要威吓他们，因为知道他们和你们同有一位主在天上，他并不偏待人。
So verse 9, masters, do the same to them, and stop your threatening, knowing that he who is both their master and yours is in heaven, and that there is no partiality with him.
那么这里保罗说，你们做主人的呢，待仆人也是一理。
Here it says you do the same to your servants.
那么什么叫做一理呢？他的意思是说呢，你们过去不认识神。
What does it mean, do the same? He's saying that you did not know God in the past.
那么他们过去呢，随心所欲来对待他们的奴仆。
They have been treating their servants as they wish.
那么现在呢，你们和信主的奴仆，那么在神眼里的身份一样。
So now, you in God, you and the servants are the same.
所以你们如何对待仆人，和前面讲的仆人做基督徒的仆人如何对待主人，应该遵循一个道理。
So how do you treat the servants should be the same as those how we taught the Christian servants to treat the masters.
那么在当时呢，主人并不把他们的奴隶来当正常人来对待。
In those days, they do not treat the master do not treat their servants right.
那么这些身体上的体罚和威吓是常有的事情。
They have often threatening their bodily harm.
但是当他们成为基督徒以后呢，保罗嘱咐他们要弃绝过去对他们奴仆的暴力行为和那些粗暴的威吓。
So after they became a Christian, Paul encouraged them to give up their cruel treatment.
那么他说这是神不喜悦的。
Because this does not please God.
因为他们此时呢同属于神的儿女，神让他们是彼此相爱。
Because both masters and servants are children of God.
那么保罗在哥罗西书四章一节也嘱咐这个做主人的基督徒，那么要公正公平的来待他们的仆人。
In the Colossians chapter 4, verse 1, Paul says, Masters, treat your bondservants justly and fairly.
那么他们这儿说，做主人的要公公平平的待仆人，因为知道你们也有一位主在天上。
Knowing that you also have a master in heaven.
也就是说，主人和仆人呢，从属世界，从这个属世的地位来看，它是不一样的。仆人和主人在属世的地位上是不一样的。
属世的地位
对
不一样。
对。
So the masters and the servants are not the same in their earthly position.
但是呢，成为基督徒以后，他们属灵的地位却是相同的。
But they have the same spiritual position.
所以他们都成了基督的仆人了。
They all became servants of Christ.
他们同属于一位主了。
They all belong to one Lord.
那就是耶稣基督。
So that's Jesus Christ.
所以呢，他们个人要按自己的本分行善赏赐的原理是应该是一样的。
So the same principle apply to them. They should do good.
那么做仆人的是为着求主的喜悦而在自己的职责上来尽忠。
So as a servant.In order to please the Lord, they have respect their master.
那么做主人的呢，也应当是为了讨主的喜悦而来善待他的仆人。
So the masters should also please the Lord by treating their servants kindly.
虽然呢，主人和仆人呢各有不同的地位和责任。
Even though they have different positions, different responsibilities.
他们却都是按照同一个道理来蒙主的喜悦。
they please the Lord with the same principle.
那么又各自从主那里得他们该得的赏赐。
They also will receive the reward as they deserve it.
那么保罗最后给出了信主的主人要这样对待他的仆人的原因。
So Paul finally tells the masters why they should treat the servants the same way.
他说，因为他们的主人基督，他是不偏待人的。
Because there's no partiality in Christ.
那么保罗在哥罗西书三章二十五节也这样讲到，他说：“那行不义的必受不义的报应，主并不偏待人。”
So in the Colossians 3:25, Paul says, "For the wrongdoer will be paid back for the wrong he has done, and there is no partiality."
那么在主耶稣的眼里，在神的眼里，也就是。最看重的是人与他自己的关系。
God, in the eye of the Lord, He only pay attention to the relationship between man and Him.
那么在他看来，你在地上的身份不重要。
In God, your position on the earth is not important.
不管你是中国人还是美国人都无所谓。
It doesn't matter what nationality you are.
你住在乡村还是城市也无关紧要。
Doesn't matter where you live.
只有一件事关系最重大。
There's only one thing that's important.
就是你是不是承认自己是一个罪人。
Do you confess yourself as a sinner?
你是不是完全信靠那位为你死在十字架上而创始成终的耶稣基督？
Do you trust completely the Christ who died for you on the cross?
你是否只知道只有神的恩典才能拯救你？
Do you all know only by God's grace you can be saved?
并且只有神才会赐给你一个新的生命。
Only God can give you a new life.
所以主人和仆人都必须明白主并不偏待人。
So masters and servants should understand in God, there's no partiality.
那么当主耶稣再来的时候，我们再也没有必要说自己是做这个的，做那个的。
So when Jesus comes again, we don't need to say what I do.
或者说自己在世上的地位是尊贵的还是卑微的。
We doesn't have to say whether my position on earth is respectful or not.
这一切都算不得了什么了。
They all deserve nothing.
因为在那时呢，在基督里，所有的人类的区分差异都完全消失了。
So, in Christ, all the differences among men disappears.
只要在耶稣基督里，就会跟主永远的同在。
As long as you're in Christ, you will be with Him together forever.
那么在今天的信息中呢，使徒保罗他论述了归信基督的仆人和他们的主人之间的这种怎样互相对待的关系。
So once again, Paul today outlined how the masters and servants should treat each other.
那么怎么样互相对待才能讨主的喜悦，才能得到主所预备的赏赐？
How do they treat each other that can please the Lord and receive the reward?
那么首先，做奴仆的要对他们的主人要忠心。
So first, the servants should be sincere to their master.
要尽心尽力的来服侍他们。
Should serve them with their complete ability.
同样，做主人的也应当在主里面里善待他的仆人。
So similarly, the master should treat their parent, servants kindly.
那不可以像过去那样来不认识神的时候那样用暴力或者粗暴的言语来威吓。
Should not treat them, threatening them.As they were before.
那么做奴仆的当把为主人的劳苦看作是一种服侍主的一种形式。
So as a servant, you consider the labor you serve your master as if you are serving the Lord.
那么基督呢，不但是奴仆的主，他也是奴仆的主人的主。
So Christ is the Lord of the servants and the masters.
那么他们在基督的眼里是平等的。
SoFor the masters and the servants are equal in the eye of the Lord.
那么有着一样的身份，就是都是主的仆人。
They are both servants of the Lord.
那么也都是神的儿女。
They are also children of God.
所以做主人的也当在主里面尊重他们的奴仆。
So as a master, you should respect your servants in the Lord.
那么拒绝任何粗暴的方式来对待他们。
So give up all the cruel treatment.
那么这些教导对我们现今应该有什么应用？
So how do we apply that?
那么我们一起来试想下面这么几点。
Let's pay attention to the following points.
那我们中间很多人是在公司做工，是做雇员的。
So many of us are employees.
那么这里面是教导我们呢，要知道上班的时间其实不属于我们自己。
We should know the working hour doesn't belong to ourselves.
那是属于你的雇主的。
Belong to your employer.
所以我们出于对神的敬畏，对雇主的忠实和忠心。
So because we fear the Lord, we should be loyal to our employer.
那我们在工作岗位上，我们没有权利用雇主的时间来做私自己的私事。
We have no right to do personal business during working hours.
那么我们也不可以未经允许用雇主的东西来做与本职工作无关的事情。
We should not also use the material from the employer to do the things not relate to work.
那么另一方面，我们的行事为人乃是为了讨主的喜悦，不是为了讨好人。
So the way we are should be pleasing the Lord, not to please people.
那么如果我们工作之后总是注视别人对我们的看法，
If we only pay attention to how other people think about us,
那我们经常就会问自己，
We will often ask ourselves,
那如果我这样做对我有什么影响？
If I do this, how is that going to impact us?
那么别人对我又有什么想法？
How are the others will think about me?
那么如果这样的一个想下去，想这些问题呢，那么结果呢，我们整个生活呢就会受到别人的想法的控制。
So in that way, we were controlled by how others think about us.
那么没有在主里面的那份自由。
So we would not have the freedom in the Lord.
所以我们首先当想到的是，我们这样做是不是讨神的喜悦。
So the only thing we should think about is if I do so, will I please the Lord?
我这样做是不是造就别人？
Can I do this by benefit others?
那么这是那么做仆人，那么做主人的或者做雇主的。
So as employer,
那么我们是不是要？我们是不是过去是在约束或者是用不好的方法来对待我们的下属？
Were we mistreating our employee?
如果我们这些方面呢，如果有的话，我们就要来求神给我们一个爱这个仆人的心。
If we did, we should ask the Lord give us the heart to love our employee.
也应该常常想到这些雇员的需要，来体贴他们各方面的需要。
We should care about their needs.
因为这是主对我们的教导。
Because this is the teaching of the Lord.
我们跟他们作为基督徒，那么只要是基督徒，雇员跟雇主之间，那么在主里面是平等的。
So as a Christian, employer and employee are equal in the eyes of the Lord.
那么都是神的儿女。
We are all children of God.
那彼此相待就要用在主里面的形式来彼此相待。
So we treat each other as the way we are in the Lord.
那么基督徒呢，他是属神的人，是神国的子民。
So Christians belong to the Lord.
我们既然知道主是可敬可畏的。
Since we know that the Lord is should be feared and respected.
他也是无所不在，无所不知的。
He is omnipotent and omnipresent.
那我们就知道自己常在那位天父的面前。
So we are often before him.
那么我们无论做主人的还是做仆人的，
Whether we are servants or masters,
无论我们是做丈夫的还是做妻子儿女的，
Whether we are husbands or wives or children,
我们总要知道，
We need to know,
主的眼目呢，时刻在看着我们，
The Lord's eye often looking at us,
我们的一举一动，一言一行，
All our words, all our deeds,
那么甚至我们的心思意念都会影响我们将来得到什么样的赏赐。
Even our thoughts can affect what kind of reward we will get in the future.
我们来祈祷告。
Let us pray.